Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter, Babu Fadl al-Ihsani ila al-Mamluk, the chapter on the virtues of being kind to slaves, of a person showing kindness, showing mercy, showing love to even those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put under him. The ayat of the Quran that we read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِشَيْءَ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ascribe any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts explaining the different categories of people that one should be kind with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That show your parents extreme kindness. In other words, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reason for your hakiki existence. For your real existence is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you are here. But the apparent reason why you are here is because of your parents. So also show them that level of kindness, show them that level of respect. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Show your relatives, your family, show them that kindness, show them that love, show them that respect. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَالْيَتَامَى. Show those orphans also, show them love. They may not have parents, they may not have people around them, they may not have so much of social standing because they are orphans, but show them that love, show them that kindness, give them that respect. Well, miskeen, the next is the destitute, the poor, the destitute. Those people also don't have any social standing, they don't have any clout in society, but show them that love. They're poor. If you show them that love, you show them that kindness, you're actually showing them the spirit of Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, wal jari dil qurba. Then show that neighbor also that is close. Wal jari dil qurba, that neighbor that is not only close as far as being a neighbor is concerned, but he's also a relative. So he has two rights. Sometimes you'll find a whole family staying in one cluster, or you'll find a whole family staying in one big home. So you'll find those family members are not only your neighbors, but they're also family members. They have two rights over you. Allah says, wal jari dil qurba, wal jari al junub. And that person that is your, that person that is your distant neighbor. In other words, so that person that is staying close to you, and those people that are staying a little bit far away, but they're also your neighbors, they are in your neighborhood, show them also that level of kindness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. And that person that is your temporary neighbor, you are flying in an aeroplane, for the time that person that is sitting next to you, or he's in an aisle directly next to you, that person is also your neighbor. Allah is saying, وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. Show that person also kindness. You are sitting in the bus, somebody is sitting next to you, that person is your temporary neighbor. You're sitting in a vehicle, that person is next to you, he's your temporary neighbor. You're sitting in a masjid, somebody is sitting next to you, that person is a temporary neighbor. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. Allah Pak is saying, show that person also kindness. وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. That person that is a traveler, he's out of town, he has come in, show him that love, show him that kindness also. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُكُمْ. And those people that Allah Pak has put under you, show them also that level of kindness. Can you imagine how comprehensive this one ayat of the Quran is? Person is showing everyone around him so much of kindness and love, to such an extent that person that is even temporarily sitting next to him, he doesn't know who that person is, yet the ayat of the Quran is exalting us to show kindness. So this is what Islam is all about. To show us that Islam, when the West portrays that image about hatred for and terrorism, and portrays that image that Islam promotes slavery, then we should look at what our kitabs are teaching us, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that be extremely kind, even as far as those people that are in your possession, in other words, those slaves also, be extremely kind to them. Yesterday we did the incident of Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, that he would wear one set of the clothes, he would wear either top garment or the bottom garment, and the same set, or the same, from the same set he'll take out the other piece, and he'll give it to his slave. So his slave would wear one piece, and he would wear one piece, so that they both could be wearing equal. In other words, that's the love Islam shows, even for the people that are under you. And Islam exalts that even with these people, treat them with respect. Why? Because they are insan. After all, they may be under you. Allah Pak, whatever hikmat he did, he created different maratib. He created different levels for different people. But at the end of the day, they are also insan. So this is what these ahadith are teaching us. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدَكُمْ خَادِمُهُ بِطَعَامِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُجْلِسْهُ مَعَهُ فَلْيُنَاوِلْهُ لُقْمَةً أَوْ لُقْمَتَيْنِ أَوْ أُكْلَةً أَوْ أُكْلَتَيْنِ فَإِنَّهُ وَلِيَ عِلَاجَهُ. Rawahul Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when any one of yous, of yours, khadim can include a person's slave or a person's worker, just his employee. If his employee comes with his food, brings his food, if any one of yours, employee or servant, brings to you your food, and you are unable to seat him with you, in other words, you are unable to make him sit and eat with you, then what should you do? Then give him a morsel or two, give him one morsel or two, or a bite or two, because he prepared for you that food. So what this hadith is teaching us, that number one, first prize is, if you are in a position to make your employee sit with you and eat, this is first prize. But if you are not in that position, sometimes the employee will feel uncomfortable to sit with the boss, or sometimes the boss may be with his family, now he's a bit uncomfortable, then what you should do is give him something from that food. So because why? He prepared the food. He took all the effort. This ilaj actually, in preparation, he had to undergo the heat, he had to undergo the smoke, the fire, he had to prepare the ingredients, he had to put it, he had to taste it, he had to do everything for the meal. And now how unethical it is that you just eat from there and don't even give him a portion from that food. So even this will, in respect to baking, a lady is baking at home, from there one or two biscuits, she gives the person, the maid, the person that is cleaning up, from there to eat. How nice they feel. They also feel part and parcel of that family. And not only that, if they are given food to eat from the food that they are preparing and assisting with, they'll take extra pride in that food. Why? Because they are also eating from there. So this is one of the beauty. And the other thing that is there, it creates an environment of loving and caring and sharing. Now these employees feel loved, they feel cared for, they understand that our boss is taking care of us. How nice they will feel. If you cannot make them sit with us every day, at least one day in the week, or at least one day in the month, or some time, we say, no, today you're going to sit with us and eat. So that person also feels very, very special. There's one story, I'll just mention the story. It's a light-hearted story, but it teaches us this principle. There was a person working as a batyar in India. Batyar is a cook. So in our style days, normally if a person would see how they would do it, is a batyar will prepare the food, he'll cook the food, he'll take the food and he'll sit on the table and he'll dish out for the master. He'll dish out for the master, his employer, and he'll put the food down. When the employer finishes eating anything that is left, now what the batyar will do, he'll eat from there, from whatever is left over. So one person was employed as a batyar, as a cook, and he was told that he'll be given 2,000 a month, 2,000 rupees a month. So he was working out in his head. He said, look, this place where I'm staying, I already got accommodation, I don't have to pay for accommodation. And what I'll do is whatever food is left over, I'll eat that food up, so I don't have to even worry about meals. This full salary I'm getting, I'll send it home to my village, so my family can utilize that money for whatever they need. So he did all the calculations already in his head, and he's so excited that he got the new job. And in a new job, anybody that starts wants to start very good. So he prepared a very, very tasty meal, whatever it was, whether it was a butter chicken, or it was a karai, or something like that, but he made it very tasty. So when he sat there and he dished out for his master, so the master also liked it so much, he said, dish out more. So he dished out more, he said, dish out more. So now he's thinking to himself that I was hoping that I could eat the leftovers, but never mind, whatever is left in the bottom, I'll take the bread and I'll scrape it. So now when the master ate, and now there was only that little bit left in the bottom to scrape and eat, so the master said, Mujhe Kaaba Sharif ko zara jaru de do. It's the expression that's used in Urdu. That let me, actually the literal meaning is, allow me to sweep the Kaaba Sharif. What it means is, allow me to clean the pot also. So then passed over the pot, that small pot, he passed it over to his master. His master took that roti, that naan, and he cleaned that pot up. So now this person got a little bit sad. He said, all my hopes are dashed. Never mind, one meal is gone. The next meal I cook, at least I'll have that food, whatever is left over. So the next meal came now. So this person cooked again very nicely and presented it to his master. And now again the master asked him to dish out, and he dished everything out, and dish out again, dish out like that until everything was finished. So again the master said, Mujhe Kaaba Sharif ko zara jaru de do. Let me also sweep the Kaaba Sharif, let me clean the bottom of the pot. So now this person, all his hope, all his ambition, that he thought he could share in that same food that he's cooking so nicely for the master. So then what he did was, he picked up that pot, after the master cleaned that pot and there was nothing left, so he picked up the pot. Now because the pots are cooked on fire, so the bottom of the pot is always black. Bottom of the pot is always black. So what he did was, he picked up that pot And he said, "Ye Hajri Aswad ko bosa de do." So he told him, "Do you know what you do? Is also give the Hajri Aswad one kiss. You finish sweep the Kaaba Sharif, now kiss the Hajri Aswad also." He was so sad and so disappointed. So what this teaches us is they also got hope, they also got desires, they also got some type of itminan, as they also some kind of umid, some hope in their mind that we will also get some portion or some share. So this is what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us, that give them something, you don't have to give the whole thing, but cook a little bit extra and share with them. If you're baking, bake a little bit extra and share with them. See how nice also they feel. Ya Allah Pa, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.